We conclude this evening with theater news from Los Angeles. A new play called Stage Directions tackles a difficult subject, homophobia in the black community. It's drawn rave reviews and sellout crowds, and it's so popular that its run has been extended and the play moved to a new theater. But as Iris Mann reports, the producers of this groundbreaking play had trouble finding actors willing to perform in it.
L. Trey Wilson got the idea for this show after seeing a friend's play in which two male actors were supposed to kiss.
The actors performing the same-sex kiss turned upstage and did a stage kiss, so they didn't actually kiss. So afterwards, I went to the playwright, who happens to be gay, and I said, why didn't they do the kiss? And he said, well, one of the actors has an issue kissing another man. And I said, well, what did you say? And he said, well, what could I say? And I said, well, what did the director say? And he said, well, she didn't know what to say. But I thought, what an interesting occurrence that must have been in rehearsal process. And what if everyone in that situation did have an upset around it?
Wilson, who wrote Stage Directions and also acts in the production, says the idea of two black men kissing is especially difficult for the African-American community to accept.
Homosexuality was really identified as something that was of European descent, and it was imposed itself on the African-American community, and that it's not something that is of our community or of our culture, and that to be participating in that or have that as a choice is something outside of our community. I think that's one mistaken belief. I think also that religion has a good bit to do with it as well. I think, and also the whole idea of maintaining and sustaining the race, in a sense, making sure that we are being true to each other and being a community and being supportive and perpetuating our community.
To address the issue on stage, Wilson creates a play within a play.
You do the part.
During rehearsal, one of the actors, who's straight, portrayed by Mark Ewing, can't bring himself to kiss another actor and complains to the director,
seriously,
played by William Christian.
Can you try it for us so we can see it at least once or not?
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
You can do whatever you want. You just don't want to do it.
Oh, no, I don't want to. But I don't want to lose the gig.
And what I am saying is this may be an either-or situation.
And what I am saying is, can't you just have my back on this a little more? Terrence doesn't care. He wants to get the thing up. And didn't you say you were having all this trouble trying to find somebody for the part? Remind him of that.
When the Ensemble Studio Theater Company was casting Stage Directions, says director Dan Bunnell, the process became a case of life imitating art.
There was one particular actor that we liked a lot, and he, I guess, wasn't aware of what one of the roles entailed. And he came into the audition, we liked him, called him back and said, we wanted to see you. And he called me personally and said, I can't do this. I'm not comfortable doing this. And that was interesting. And then another time a guy sent a note or something, said, my wife is not happy with this idea and I can't go into it.
Bunnell finally assembled a cast. Actor Mark Ewing, whose character never does kiss the other man, says he personally wouldn't have a problem with it. In fact, in a production of The Taming of the Shrew a few years ago, he had to kiss a leading lady, played by a drag queen.
They said it was going to be non-traditional. I didn't know how non-traditional, which was fine. For me, I justified it completely with the text. It was exactly what it was. And I think that for me as an actor, once that makes sense to me, you know, the text and rationale and the director, once all that makes sense, then it's no problem.
Another character, played by actor Chuma Hunter-Gault, actually does perform the kiss, but it took some work.
I couldn't foresee myself in the end product having a problem with it, but in the rehearsal process, I was like, God, how are we going to play that? Are we going to have to make out every day? Are we going to have to kiss five times a day? You know, how is it going to work out? But all the guy friends I called said, oh, man, yeah, college, I did a show where I had to kiss a guy. And he's, oh, yeah, my first show in L.A., I had to kiss a guy, and it was my best friend. So, you know, once I got into rehearsal, once I started really thinking about it and got comfortable with everybody, the challenge of getting up there and saying, you know what, I'm an artist, and this is what I do, and this is the story that we're telling, and I don't care what you're coming to the table with, this is the story I'm going to tell.
Gault's character in the play within the play is part of a subculture of African-American males known as the DL, the down low. Playwright Trey Wilson.
DL is a way of being in the world or in your community where you are having sex with other men, but your day-to-day life is of a heterosexual orientation. You may be married, you may have a girlfriend or several girlfriends, you may have children, and you may move in the world as a heterosexually identified person, but yet you're on the down low, you're secretly involved in affairs or relationships with men.
Wilson says he deliberately doesn't take sides in stage directions, and no one character speaks for him.
I don't think anyone leaves the play thinking that one character is right and the absolute hero, that they all have legitimate thoughts, legitimate feelings, and depending on where you are in the world, where you might take a stance that's in alliance with which character.
The playwright says he's not trying to send a message, but rather to stimulate a conversation about a delicate issue. Stage Directions continues through March at the Odyssey Theater in Los Angeles. For NPR News, this is Iris Mann.